And greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Anyhow, namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Buongiorno. Sawadikarup. Guten Tag. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now. Go vegan. Peace now. How? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection prison killitary industrial corporation in the bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the only thing in this country that comes without cheese. And third time is the charm. I hope. Are we finally on our full station lineup on Air America? Somebody forgot to charge up the battery between the network and a couple of radio stations there, KTLK in Los Angeles and WWRL in New York. Sorry about all the confusion with the program. Program not airing on those two stations in the last 2 weeks as we expected. So, just out of my control, out of the, what can I say? It was just, one of those acts of the devil, and his conspiracy with the meat and dairy industries. But good prevails over evil, and good prevails over meat. So we finally are here. Instant relaunch. Here we go. Go Vegan Radio 2.0. Hey, check out the Go Vegan with Bob Linden page at the airamerica.com website, or you can go to goveganradio.com. Vegan, a new word to you, V-E-G-A-N, goveganradio.com. And between those two websites, you'll find archives and podcasts of the missing shows for the past 2 weeks. Missing from WWRL and KTLK, as they were expected to be on. I was like the wolf who cried people. And I'm really sorry for the inconvenience, saying, yeah, it'll be on. So check out those past two shows. First was with Ingrid Newkirk, the founder and president of PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And get a free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org. And last week, Alex Hirschaft was on. He's the founder of FARM, the Farm Animal Reform Movement, last week's show. FARM is sponsoring a big animal rights conference that's coming this Thursday through Sunday at the Westin LAX Hotel. Westin, W-E-S-T-I-N, Westin LAX Hotel. Please plan on attending. I'll be there. It's a conference of the great heroes of our time and the FBI agents who want to arrest them. No, I'm not just saying that because I'm not just saying.
Oh, new one. I know. You're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
No, just kidding. Well, not really. Not really, just kidding. And you'll know what I mean later in the hour when we talk to award-winning journalist Will Potter on an unconstitutional law signed by Bush just a few months ago, the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. Yes, it's a particular terrorism to act against animal enterprises. Singled out, and I don't know, just and actually there are people in jail now for years. Is it for the website that they did, for faxes that they sent? They must have done something worse than Libby if they're in jail for years. They were protesting the killing of 500 animals a day with a website, Stop Huntington Animal Cruelty. So later this hour, we will talk to Will Potter on how green is the new red. We'll talk about the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act and the Shack 7. Will will also speak at the Animal Rights Conference that's coming to LA this coming weekend, starting Thursday. The exhibitors area is free to the public. I will be there. I have a booth. I hope that I have my t-shirts printed up and and my bumper sticker, which you'll be able to order online also. I have a bumper sticker, Eat Republicans, Not Animals, that's coming out. So I hope you're going to want to get that from me. And yes, I was telling you on last week's program, which aired on much of the Air America network, not all of it, but much of it. Again, I apologize. It didn't happen as planned, but not my fault, out of my control. But I did receive a number of emails from people who were riveted by the interview with Dr. Alex Hirschaft, a Holocaust survivor compelled by that experience to dedicate his life to the suffering of farm animals, for whom the factory farm is today's concentration camp. But definitely check out what Dr. Hirschaft had to say, and also what Ingrid Newkirk of PETA had to say. Again, between the airamerica.com website and goveganradio.com, you should come up with those archives and podcasts. And thanks to all the people who were very understanding and consoling me by blaming our startup schedule problems on Mercury in retrograde. Normally on this show, we blame Mercury on eating fish. So, okay. So anyway, again, people will be joining us now for the first time, probably curious as to why a vegan radio program is on the Air America network anyway. And I know many of my vegan friends say, you know, ease into it with the Air America audience. You know, don't go off on that, you know, I'm here to deprogram you from that strange cult of animal sacrifice that eats bodily remains. You know, okay, all right, okay. So I guess I shouldn't just start off with that, right? Okay. So what would make you comfortable having a vegan radio program on Air America? All right, you know, the Air America audience, you know, may not be ready for that objective observation, but how about George W. Bush eats meat, okay? You want to be like him or you want to be like Gandhi? Dick Cheney eats meat. You want to be like him or you want to be like Cesar Chavez, who is totally vegan and an animal rights advocate? Yes, Cesar Chavez, vegan. Yes, sin carne, sin pollo, sin pesco, pescado, sin leche, sin queso, sin helado, right? What else? Sin miel, right? Not even honey. So you see, Go Vegan belongs on Air America, you know, because, well, I mean, you know, our heroes, huh? So you may ask, is it a Bush bashing show for vegetarians or a vegetarian show for Bush bashers? Well, stop. You're both right. It's two mints in one. You know, it's one-stop shopping for, well, your organic, refreshing herb, mint, along with impeachment. Yes, impeachment, by the way, has been introduced in the United States, cons Greece, by a very popular person to the Air America audience, I might add. He always wins the straw polls for president on the Tom Hartman show. And also, he's vegan. Dennis Kucinich, yes, doesn't it takes a vegan to propose a Department of Peace, huh? And, you know, just as a point of reference, Dennis Kucinich is recognized by this program. This program has been on for 6.5 years. Dennis Kucinich is recognized by this program as the current official president of the U.S. It was a decision I made years ago you know, I just decided that by observation, all the enthusiasm was for Kucinich in the primaries. And, you know, that Diebold machine black box voting robbed Kucinich of his rightful claim to the throne. And so I do believe he was the one elected. Kucinich is the president recognized by this program. And Bush, you know, never elected. Selected, maybe. But anyway, time flies on a network vegan show. And I wanted to get to lots of information, especially regarding global warming. That seems to be in the news. It's on Air America a lot. And I just might have you go to earthsave.org to read a new global warming strategy. The global warming strategy has got to be to go vegan. And you'll see all the reasons why that methane is actually a more important consideration than CO2. And also, I can't believe I can't even get into this now. IVU.org. Go to IVU.org for the consequences of meat protein on human behavior and its association with war and violence. You want to get violence out of your life? Take it off your plate. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I thank you for listening. A project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. I invite you to make a tax-deductible donation to support this program. Please, 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 you can do so at goveganradio.org. Goveganradio.org. This is going to cost us $200,000 over the next year. I need you to share the expense. Thanks for listening to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We continue with the first vegan program on a major network. The website is goveganradio.com. We didn't really even get into the health ramifications of being vegan and why we're on this network. We have a health care plan. Yes, go vegan. But we will get into that over the weeks ahead, the next year on Air America. Please support this show. It's going to cost $200,000 in production and distribution costs, so you can help with the tax-deductible donation. Go to goveganradio.org. This past week in the California Senate, the Senate Local Government Committee hearing was said to be an important step forward for AB 1634. Despite what you may have heard in some incorrect early press statements from the opposition, so says Julie Mancuso, the sponsor, the campaign director for AB 1634, the California Healthy Pets Act. She said the bill is very much alive and well. The senators on the committee acknowledge there's a pet overpopulation problem that has to be addressed, and they're willing to work to get the bill through the committee. The senators are engaged, they're compassionate, and it lives, okay? You can follow up on this at the California Healthy Pet. Well, go to californiahealthypets.com, californiahealthypets.com. Also, we're concerned in the days ahead that the California killing bill is going to, the kangaroo killing bill in California is going to pass, and we're going to ask everyone around the country to contact Governor Schwarzenegger on SB 880 that will result in millions of kangaroos dying because California will overturn protections that have been in existence for over three decades. So that's Schwarzenegger at 916-445-2841. When the kangaroo killing bill SB 880 goes to his desk, that bill supported by Nike so that kangaroos can be turned into soccer cleats. You know, that reminds me in the world of sports, you know, and you know, vegan is as American as hot dogs and apple pie. And yes, I know that next week it's National Hot Dog Day, National Hot Dog Day on Wednesday, you know, being declared by the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. And by the way, Thursday is National Get Your Stomach Pump Day. That's the following day. But go to Compassion Over Killing for information on soy hot dogs. And, you know, the corporate name baseball park in San Francisco, where the All-Star Game just took place. Yes, some of the greatest selections on the menu for veggies. Yeah, going vegan as American as baseball, apple pie, and tofu dogs, veggie dogs, and apple pie can be made vegan, of course. But, you know, I've been hanging in San Francisco, the All-Star Game, baseball fever, and, oh, by the way, the person who's hit the most home runs ever, the one who broke Babe Ruth's record, a vegetarian, Hank Aaron. And the manager of the National League team, Tony La Russa, a vegetarian. Okay, so I want to get back into playing baseball, softball. I enjoyed it, but I can't, it was 7707. Mickey Mantle was my hero. That was his uniform number as I grew up. He was on the Yankees, but I can't play a game where we're smacking around the skin of an oppressed, murdered being caught in gloves made of the skin of oppressed beings. So what are my choices? Well, I go around on the internet. I find, oh, well, you can get softballs. You can get non-leather softballs from Spalding, which is great. Okay. And non-leather baseballs from Rawlings. And Rawlings makes some vegan gloves, and Heartland Products has vegan gloves. But I came across a wonderful website in Cooperstown, New York. There's the Carpenter Trading Company making custom-made gloves, and vegan gloves are available. Scott Carpenter, welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We have 2 minutes here. Tell us about the availability of vegan gloves. We're moving toward synthetics. Why?
Hi, Bob. I'm glad to be here. I see synthetics as a big Roger Clemens, Chris Carpenter. If you look at the back side of their gloves, the backs are all synthetics. And I actually talked to some of these players, and I've talked to different players in the major league level. And the difference is performance. These synthetics are a lot lighter than leather. And a lot of these players are looking for that edge, and they're going towards synthetics. And
wow.
That's why you're seeing more synthetics in gloves.
So, even
today at the major league level.
So performance is improved by synthetics, and cows aren't what they used to be. The leather isn't as it used to be in making gloves too, right?
That's right. It's been said that baseball gloves a long time ago used to last a lot longer, and people were wondering why, and they figured out that it's because the animals that lived 50 years ago, they were sort of raised more naturally. They were on open fields, and they ate grasses, and they lived to a mature age before they went to slaughter. What they're doing today is with these factory farms is that they're confined to feedlots. They're not roaming around in open fields or fed grains and fattening growth hormones and such, and that they're going to slaughter at a much younger age. And so the quality of the leather is a lot worse than it is 50 years ago.
Scott.
And at the same time, synthetics are getting vastly improved year by year.
Tell us how people can order a vegan baseball glove. We have about 20 seconds. The website is...
The website is carpentertrade.com.
Carpentertrade.com. Your phone number is 607-264-8133. Vegan baseball gloves available from Cooperstown, New York, where the Baseball Hall of Fame is. Thanks, Scott Carpenter.
You're welcome, Beck.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
And animal hot dogs at the ballpark? No, veggie dogs, tofu hot dogs. Thanks again to Scott Carpenter of Carpenter Trading Company in Cooperstown, New York, home of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Yes, we can have vegan baseball gloves. We can have vegan softball gloves and vegan softballs. I'd love to have a compassionate league, a vegan league. Let's play some softball, huh? Let's do it. Guilt-free. I want to thank some of the sponsors who make this program possible. Please patronize them, buy their products like Veginaise. You know, you can go vegan. There's a mayonnaise. It beat Hellman's in a taste test. Veginaise and vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. They melt. V-Dog, vegetarian dog food, and vegforlife.com. Sunshine Burger and Omega Zen 3. You can get your Omegas without killing fish, huh? And Sublime Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale. Thanks to all of them for being sponsors of the program. And you can support the show with a tax-deductible donation. You can go to goveganradio.org, goveganradio.org, or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, which is a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. And you can mail your check to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. It's a new P.O. Box you can send to, okay? P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. Well, we are on Air America, the first vegan animal rights radio program ever on a major network. And here's a subject that should interest the Air America audience. Right now, we're going to talk to Will Potter, who's an award-winning independent journalist who's based in Washington, D.C. He focuses on how the war on terrorism affects civil liberties, and he's tracked how lawmakers and corporations have labeled animal rights and environmental activists as eco-terrorists, and he has closely followed the trial of the Shack 7, which is a landmark First Amendment case involving a group of animal rights activists charged with animal enterprise terrorism. Will has spoken in the New York City Bar Association, Yale Law School, the L.A. County Bar Association, written for many publications, Chicago Trib, Dallas Morning News, etc., etc. He's involved with, Green is the New Red Scare. Let's find out what's going on with Will Potter. Hi, Will. Welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Sure, it's great to have you here. So what's going on as you see it here, observing our civil liberties being eroded, especially those involved with animal and environmental activism? What do you see happening here?
Well, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, there's been a backlash from corporations and some of the politicians that represent them against environmental and animal rights activists for years. But since September 11th, that's really kicked up a few notches. And we've seen not only like the legislation you mentioned, the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, that is putting First Amendment rights at risk for law-abiding activists fearful of being labeled a terrorist, but we're also seeing the government go after people that do things like vandalize SUVs or tear up genetically engineered crops and try to prosecute them as terrorists as well.
So, and are any of them in jail, the people you mentioned who vandalize SUVs or...
They are. There was a string of cases out in the Northwest that the government called Operation Backfire, where a bunch of individuals were charged with property crimes. They never hurt anyone, and they didn't try to hurt anyone, but they did commit very serious property crimes, a lot of them involving arson, and they admitted to those crimes. And now many of them have been sentenced as terrorists and are either in prison now or about to report.
Well, and Libby is not in jail.
Right, that's the great irony of all this. I guess a terrorist is all in the eye of the beholder, and a criminal is just the ones that aren't in power.
Right, yeah. So tell us about this. I think a lot of people would be surprised that there is an Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act singling out the animal rights community.
Well, the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act passed just recently, about a year ago. But before that, there was a law that was passed in 1992 called the Animal Enterprise Protection Act that actually created the crime of animal enterprise terrorism. And for years it kind of sat on the shelf and it didn't get much use. It has been used to go after a couple of individuals that released mink from a fur farm, and then it was used to go after activists that have been dubbed the Shack 7, who ran a really controversial website. But still, the government and industry groups said that wasn't enough, and they wanted more power and more terrorism rhetoric and more investigative authority. So they passed this law, the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act.
And animal enterprise terrorism. So that's now I don't understand why there isn't the Bakery Enterprise Terrorism Act. What if somebody steals somebody's cake recipe and does enormous economic damage to that? Or the Video Game Terrorism Act, you know, pirating video games. Why animal enterprises?
Well, I guess the baking industry and video game industry don't have quite the lobbyists that the animal research and factory farming community have. I mean, it's clear that these industries felt that their profits were threatened, and they've been pushing to expand that original law that I mentioned, the Animal Enterprise Protection Act, and they wanted more and more and more. And what we saw this time around is they finally got it. It's failed a bunch of times in the past. And the reason it passed this year, in the last congressional session, is because they really just threw all of their muscle behind this. They threw all their money into it. It didn't have a lot of attention on the national radar. It didn't have a lot of attention in Congress. And they saw with the November elections and the shift to Democratic control of the House and the Senate, they thought their chances may be a little bit threatened in the next next Congress, so they really tried to ram it through.
So it sounds like corporations wrote a terrorism law for the United States.
Oh, without a doubt. And this was, if you read the legislation, which I have, it's up on greenisthenewred.com, and there's also a lot more detailed analysis of what the law does and doesn't do, you'll see the overwhelming emphasis on profits. I mean, the animal rights and environmental movements, like all social movements, there have been criminal elements, like breaking windows or, civil disobedience. But there hasn't been anyone killed or anyone hurt or anyone who tried to do any of those things. So that's why you see in this legislation, it's all about money, the emphasis on profits over and over and over again throughout the law.
I know we often hear that the Animal Liberation Front, or the ALF, is at the top of terrorist lists, yet the credo of, it's not really an organization, but nonviolence seems to be the basis of the ALF, with supposedly a history of no one being hurt or injured or killed, certainly.
And I think that's really a key point to hit home in this post 9/11 climate, that regardless of how you feel about animal rights, I'm sure you have a very sympathetic audience right now, or how you feel about environmental issues, it really doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, people like that are breaking into a fur farm or a research laboratory or blowing up an SUV and taking precautions not to harm anyone, most reasonable people would see a difference between that and flying planes into buildings and trying to murder innocent people. And to put them on the same level and to use the same law enforcement resources and the same FBI resources to go after those people is really an insult, I think, to the people that died in September 11th and to Americans and people all over the world that are really threatened by true terrorism.
The ultimate corporate government gone crazy here. Yeah. Tell us a bit about Shaq and the Shaq 7. This is the Air America audience for the first time being exposed to much of this information, perhaps never hearing of the Shaq 7.
And a lot of people still haven't heard about the Shaq 7, unfortunately.
Well, don't turn off your radio right now, wherever you are, so you need to hear about this.
Well, the Shaq 7, they're a group of individuals. It's actually six people in the organization, Stop Hunting Animal Cruelty. And they ran a really controversial campaign that was solely devoted to putting a lab, Huntington Life Sciences, out of business. The lab had been exposed quite a few times on video for things like punching beagle puppies in the face and a lot of just horrible things. They've gotten a lot of media attention on that, but they really just took to the streets, took to the executives' homes. They put information on their website. They put both legal and illegal information, such as, if somebody's house was vandalized, or somebody hacked into a website, or somebody stole beagle puppies from a laboratory. All that went on the website, right along protest information. And these Shaq 7 activists, they supported all of it. Well, the government's had a really horrible time catching the people that were actually doing the illegal activity and actually committing those crimes. So they tried to go after the Shaq kids instead, and it was successful. And it's important to note these individuals, they weren't convicted or even charged with doing anything that they posted on their website or that they vocally supported, things like rescuing an animal from a laboratory. They were just charged with conspiring to support it and conspiring to endorse it and create a climate that allowed that to happen.
Okay.
This is really a pivotal First Amendment case. I mean, a lot of your listeners have probably heard of the Nuremberg cases where anti-abortion activists had photos on a website and actually put X's through them when these doctors were murdered. This wasn't anything up to that level. So it's really going to be interesting to see in appeals if the government upholds and the courts uphold a high standard for the First Amendment, or they let it get watered down.
We're talking to Will Potter, an award-winning independent journalist. We have about 30 seconds now. Maybe you can stay with us through the break, Will, we hope.
Sure,
and great, thanks. And your website again is?
GreenIsTheNewRed.com.
GreenIsTheNewRed.com. And Will Potter will be speaking at the Animal Rights Conference. It's coming up this coming week in Los Angeles at the LAX Westin. Warning, listening to this program may be a violation of the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. If you do listen for the full hour, please frisk yourself. You may be dangerous. Register with the Department of Deutschland Security. More with Will Potter on Go Vegan with Bob Linden after this from VDog.
Over 10 generations of dogs have thrived on V-Dog, the original vegetarian dog food from England. V-Dog now manufactured and available in the U.S. Vegan formula V-Dog, complete protein nutrition with all essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals for your dog to thrive. Winner of the PETA Prague Award for no animal ingredients, no animal testing, but test V-Dog on your dog, and if he or she doesn't love it, we'll refund your money. Benefits could be improved dental hygiene, digestion, weight management, healthier skin and coat, and increased energy. Not part of the pet food recall, V-Dog maintains the highest industry testing standards. Order V-Dog online at www.vdogfood.com or call 1-888-280-8364. Available in 5.5 or 33-pound bags, free shipping. Check the website for stores, including Whole Foods Sacramento. Call 1-888-280-8364 or visit vdogfood.com.
We continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And by the way, this program represents a $200,000 expense we have over the next year in production and distribution costs. And you can help out with a tax-deductible donation. And information is available at goveganradio.org. They said, hey, you want to do an animal rights show on a major network? Sure, why not? You know, I can't let anything stand in the way. I'll have to figure out how to come up with $200,000, you know, somehow. And maybe you can help. And today we are talking to Will Potter. He'll be speaking at the Animal Rights Conference that's coming up this coming week in Los Angeles at the Westin LAX Hotel, July 19th through the 23rd. And I'll have a booth there. I hope to see you there. The exhibition area is free. For information, you can go to arconference.org, arconference.org. You'll also find it at farmusa.org. And do you know when you're speaking at the conference, Will?
Yeah, I'll be speaking on Friday and also again on Saturday.
Okay, so we look forward to seeing you out there. And we're talking to Will now, who is an award-winning independent journalist, related to the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act passed by the last Congress. Well, take us again to the we were talking about the Shack 7. We have members of the Shack 7 who are in jail at this moment, correct?
Right.
Okay.
And they're all in jail from, at the low end, 1 year up to 6 years, with most of them somewhere in the middle.
And Libby is free, and these people are in jail. What do you recommend people do to get involved with this or learn more about it? What would you suggest?
Well, most of the work I've been doing has just been reporting on these issues and on the civil liberties implications of labeling people as terrorists. But I know there are a bunch of websites out there that people can take a look at. Shack7.com has information on how to get involved with prisoner support. You can also check out website of individuals like Daniel McGowan at Support Daniel. And that is, he's one of the individuals charged in the Operation Backfire cases out in the Northwest. There's also a website called noaeta.org, and also my website, greenisthenewred.com. I hope that's not too many there, but there's a lot of information out there. People
sure.
can just start looking around.
And we will be discussing the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act at the Animal Rights Conference coming up also. This is legislation written by corporations. And which corporations, again, or which segments of animal exploitation would you say are most responsible for this corporate terrorism, this violation of the Constitution that Bush signed just months ago?
It's really a who's who list of some of the most powerful corporations in the country and in the world. I mean, from the pharmaceutical sector, which was certainly a powerhouse behind this bill, we have corporations like Glaxo and Pfizer and Wyeth. You also have the National Cattlemen's Association. You have animal research organizations, the Fur Commission, pretty much any organization that a lot of your listeners might take a little bit of an issue with. They were really the ones pulling the strings behind getting this bill passed.
This is absolutely incredible that that laws could be written by corporations that label us terrorists. We're the animal rights people are the enemy combatants, and I suppose the people who threw the tea into the Boston Harbor, terrorists also.
Well, and that's kind of how the logic goes, but the problem is, you know, with a lot of this is that it's easy to be radical in hindsight, and I think a perfect example of that is with the passage of the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act in the House. On the very same day, members of Congress were on hand breaking ground on the new Martin Luther King Memorial in Washington, D.C. A lot of those members of Congress didn't even show up on the House floor when this issue was being debated, and it was passed by an obscure procedure called suspension of the rules with only half a dozen members of Congress in the room.
More outrage. Okay. I contacted Speaker Pelosi's office and talked about the hypocrisy of Libby being free, Bush not being impeached, and people exercising their right to free speech being in jail. And I expect a response. They heard I'm on Air America, so I should hear back from them. We're just about out of time. Again, for people to contact you, Will Potter.
Please check out greenisthenewred.com.
Okay, and we'll see you at the Animal Rights Conference coming up. I want to thank you for listening to Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and please stop eating animals, stop wearing animals, and support this radio show with a tax-deductible donation. As I said, you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next week on Air America. Does that mean we still have 30 seconds left, right? Okay. Well, I'm the only one on Air America still. I can say whatever I want, right? So, yeah, what do we want? Animal liberation. When do we want it? Now. Meat is murder. Fur is dead.